When President Hu meets with President Bush later this week, trade will be a top issue. U.S.-China trade is growing so fast that it is transforming industries in both countries. In the U.S., President Bush is under pressure from businesses that are hurt by China trade, as well as businesses that benefit from it. NPR's Adam Davidson reports on what's at stake for the U.S. economy in the summit with China.
Jim Zawacki says China hurts his company every day.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. I would have been twice the size I am today.
He's not talking about his weight. Zawacki owns GR Spring and Stamping in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the kind of old economy business that people worry will disappear from the U.S. He makes metal auto parts like car bumper holders or the springs inside seatbelt latches.
Springs are made on special machines. It's probably the most fascinating because most people have never seen a spring machine before.
Zawacki says Chinese companies are taking his business. And he says they don't play by the rules. Chinese firms steal U.S. copyrights, he says. They get government subsidies. But worst of all for Zawacki, China's central bank manipulates its currency to keep it cheap. And that cheaper currency keeps his company stuck at around 400 employees.
I'm not smoking pot, nor have I ever, but the point is that we would be easily over 800 people.
He wants President Bush to force China to play fair. He says his parts only cost 20% more than the stuff coming from China. So if President Bush gets China to revalue its currency by 20%, Zawacki believes his company will get a lot more business. Bert Steinberg is on the opposite end of this debate. He's executive director of Dress Barn, the woman's clothing chain. He's in the Nanuet, New Jersey store showing some pastel knit sweaters and explaining where they were made. Some are made in Cambodia, others in Macau.
These are made in Hong Kong. Why do we make one in Hong Kong and one in Macau? Just we divvy it up among our manufacturers. This particular
Steinberg's grandfather made buttons at a clothing factory in New York when it was apparel capital of the world. When Steinberg got in the business in the 1960s, the clothing mills had moved to Pennsylvania, then South Carolina and Georgia. In the 70s, Italy was big. Now, some of the clothes he sells are made in countries he never heard of when he was younger.
We import from the Caribbean, Jordan, from Bahrain, India, from Bangladesh, Vietnam, Cambodia, Hong Kong, China, Taiwan, you name it.
He says if China revalues its currency and clothes there become more expensive, he can quickly and easily switch to other, less expensive countries.
When we deal with manufacturers, we want them to have multiple country availability. And if we have a problem in country X, we move it to country Y. The key in importing is flexibility and know what you're doing.
Steinberg says President Bush should remember all the good things the U.S. gets from the way things are with China now. We get cheap products like clothes and DVD players and car parts, and that frees up money for other purchases. Steinberg says that if Bush is too tough on China, he could start a trade war. Many things we buy will be more expensive, but he says the factory jobs won't come back to the U.S. They'll move to other low-wage countries. For most American people and businesses, things are probably not as clear as they are for Steinberg or Zawacki. Trade with China brings cheap goods, but it also puts U.S. companies and their workers through wrenching changes. So, in the summit with China's leader, President Bush is confronted with a difficult task. Can he get concessions that help some Americans without hurting others? It's hard to imagine an outcome that will make everybody happy. Adam Davidson, NPR News.